Okay, Rabotai, we're moving on to Yerideya Simin Kuf. For the next little while, we'll be discussing those items which are not batal. Meaning to say, we learned in Simin Kuf test that there's a din of ta'aroves of yavesh b'yavesh, and a din of ta'aroves yavesh b'yavesh, if it's min b'mino, it's going to be batal chavich. Right? Min b'she'en l'mino requires shishim. Nonetheless, there are going to be situations that it is not batal. Effectively, due to the chashivas of the thing, it won't be batal. And the first of these things that is not going to be batal is called a beria. Now, obviously, you can potentially have a din, a beria that's not going to be batal, even if it's in a pre-anom, you know. But in that scenario, we have to deal with the fact, well, how come it's not going to be batal? L'cha'ora, there's a general reason that nikar ha'iser is not going to be batal. Right? To be batal, you need to be in the taruvis, meaning you don't identify it. If I have something that I can identify, l'cha'ora, in that situation, it won't be batal just because it is nikar ha'iser. So in the Badei HaShulchan in Sifkatin Zayin, he raises this issue. Effectively, he says something to the effect of the reason why it's not going to be batal is because, or let's say I have a bug that falls into something, I shouldn't be nikar ha'iser. So the Badei HaShulchan suggests that maybe it's not nikar ha'iser because it falls into like a very thick substance. And because it's such a thick substance, you can't possibly strain it out. And therefore, that is why it won't be batal, even though it's unidentifiable. Right? We have to basically, it's mikoshi hamitzius, to figure out how you have a davar, like a beria, that's not going to be batal in a min v'she'en omino situation, right? It's very difficult. Again, it could be it's not going to be batal because there's like 100 items like it, but all the items like it are also going to be bugs. Right? So what's the situation that it's not going to be batal? It has to be it's a min b'she'en l'mino. It shouldn't be nikar ha'iser. The answer is somehow we have to creatively explain why it's not considered nikar ha'iser. Okay, zozayim. The Aruch HaShulchan, obviously, has his own mechudash approach. The Aruch HaShulchan says that anything that requires iyun dak is not considered a nikar ha'iser, and this is something that we'll talk about when we move on to bug checking, which will probably be the next shiur, probably for Thursday, assuming that we can have shiur in Yom Ha'atzmaut, even though Yom Ha'atzmaut is gematria b'tel Torah. Perhaps we'll have a heter tav shiur. If you ask like the great poskim of our generation, maybe they can give us a heter tav shiur in Yom Ha'atzmaut. I don't know. But let's just review. Let's go back. Beria is not batal. Is that din d'oraisa or that's a din d'rabbanan? Taz writes that it is chashivas beria is a din d'rabbanan, that since min ha'tayra there is chashivas that you get malchus al achilosa, even though it's pachos mikazayas. Usually in order to get malchus you have to eat a kazayas, but the Gemara in Makos tells me that in the beria you get malchus even pachos mikazayas. So since it's chashuv insofar as you get malchus pachos mikazayas, therefore the chachamim decided to give it chashiva, said it's also not going to be batal. That's what the Taz says. And therefore the Taz taimas that in a situation when you have something and it's a suffek if it's a beria, so then b'kahai gavna will apply the rule suffek d'rabbanan lahakel. But if I have something that's vaday a beria and it's a suffek iser, so in the Taz Tainas, it's also not going to be batal. This is on the Taz Sif Katin Aleph. Nice, beautiful. So Taz is saying that we apply the rule of kosher hu l'malkes by a beria. We apply that to the din of beria not being batal. Yesh lach kar, however. Is the Taz saying that the din of malkes is a siba? Where is the din of malkes a simen? Meaning, lu yitzuyer, if I could create a situation where I have a beria, but it's not going to generate malchus anyway. So in that case, would it be batal? if you're going to say that the Taz holds, that in order to be a Beria, you have to start with the din of Kosher Ulamalkis, so that means that the Beria din for Malkis is what generates the Chashivas for lack of Bittul. And if there is no Malkis, so then it will be Bittul. However, it could be that effectively we have one din that generates two things. That din is called Chashivas. Chashivas generates the inyan of not being batal in Simin Kuf, and Chashivas generates the Malkus in Makis on Daf Yud Gimel. That's what we would call in Telzer language a Hakira of Siba versus Simin. Right? That's the basic Hakira that we have now. Im Timtzo Leimar, by the way, that it's a simon. So the Pashtus is that Chashivus gives it its lack of bittul. And what that would mean is anything that people perceive as being a Chashav Azach can't be bittul. Right? The Nafkamina, of course, is. Let's say I have something where there's no Malkus. For example, it's only an Isser Derabbanan. Can there be a din of Beria lo b'teila on an Isser d'Rabbanan? That's an interesting question, no? Alternatively, can there be a din of Beria lo b'teila on something that's an Isser d'Oraisa, but afilo hachid, there's no Malkus? For example, an Isser Asay, no? You only get Malkus on the Lav. You don't get Malkus on an Isser Asay. Can there be a din of Beria lo b'teila on an Isser d'Rabbanan or an Isser Asay? And like all good things in Yiddishkeit, it begins with a Prima Gadim, no? Prima Gadim Mishpitzo Sifkot in Aleph has like a bazillion Chakiros. He begins, by the way, by giving an outline. I think we pointed out Prima Gadim is a Rosh Hashiva, so he has to give structure. So he gives an outline of all the things that are not bottle. And he tries to figure out, are they dinim d'Oraisa or dinim d'Rabbanan? Almost all of them are dinim d'Rabbanan. And he writes, Yesh lachkar, what's the din by gid hanosha hachitzayin? Apparently, the gid hapnimi is aser min hatorah. The gid hachitzon is only aser mid'Rabbanan. So he quotes that the poskim say that the gid ha chitzel, even though it's the rabbanan, still is not going to be batal. But the iser v'heter ha'aruch in klal chafhei din yud gimel says that the gid ha chitzel is not called a beria. And l'cha'ora, the way the Prima Gadim puts it together, they are disagreeing regarding the din of Beria on an Isser d'Rabbanan. The Isser v'Heter says that the Malkus is the Siba, whereas the Rambam and the other Mefarshim say that the Malkus is the Simen. That's the way the Prima Gadim puts it together. If we go on in Judaism, the Shach over here in Sifkat and Beis. Right, the Mechaber tells me that Beis HaShigesh Ba'Efrayach is considered a Beria. Right, we encountered Beis HaShigesh Ba'Efrayach already in Pezayin, I think, I don't remember. Maybe we encountered Beis HaShigesh Ba'Efrayach. Mechaber says it's a Beria, it's not Batum. What about a Beis HaShigesh Ba'Tichwa D'Dama? Let's say you have an egg with a blood spot. It didn't really generate an animal yet. It's just a blood spot in it. Is that also going to be not batal? So the Shach goes back and forth. He hems and he haws. And eventually the Shach comes up with a maskana that Beis HaShigesh Ba'Efrayach is a beria, but Beis HaShigesh Ba'Tichwa D'Dama is not a beria. Comes along the Gilyan Maharsha. The Gilyan Maharsha says, one second, Beis HaShigesh Ba'Efrayach, the whole Isser is a din d'Rabbanan. How on earth, right? Beis HaShigesh Ba'Efrayach is considered a nevela, but that's a din derabbanan that's considered a nevela. And by the way, even nevela, right, is questioned about whether it's considered beria. Yeah, we'll discuss that in a minute. But beitzei sheish b'afrayach, it's derabbanan. How could it be a problem? Tara says, you see, that the din derabbanan itself, right, is enough to be considered a beria against that iser v'heter ha'aruch that the Prima Gadim quoted. In the Badi HaShofan, on page 99, he has a long arichos. By the way, that is redundant. If you say you have a long arichos, he has a short arichos regarding dinim derabbanan and whether you can be a beria and not be bought on the din derabbanan. Ayin shem in the Beit Urim on page 99. Reb Feivel also, in his understanding, tries to say a little differently than we said it. Reb Feivel tainas that the reason why beria is not batal is because we know that a davar chashav is not going to be batal. If people would say that a beria is batal, that might undermine their chashivus of chashav things, and people might think that all chashav things can be batal. People think that a davar chashav can't be batal. And people will say, oh, one second, if a beria is batal, that would mean that a davar chashav can also be batal, and therefore it's going to take away their appreciation of chashivas. That's the way he says it. I think it's pretty much the same type of approach that we're saying, more of a simon than a siva. He just says it in what I would call Chaim Berlin words, like to try to emphasize like the chashivas of things, etc. Classical Slabotka Moser. Okay, great. Now that you've shown him, discuss criteria for a din of bittul. And a number of nuschaos appear. In the Beis Yosef, he quotes from the Rush and from the Ran. But there are a number of nuschaos that appear in terms of how am I magdir a beria. The Gemara in Magus discusses whether achita achas is a beria. And the Gemara says it has to be berias neshama, meaning it has to be a live entity. And apparently, achita is not considered a live thing. It doesn't have a neshama. Now, there are Rishonim, however, who argue that berias neshama is not an essential criteria to be a beria, because the Gemara in Makkah seems to move away from that one. And again, if you look in the Megillah Sefer, dear beloved friends, he's marich on the various shitos in Rishonim and what's considered beria, what's not. But basically, some Rishonim say that to be a beria, it has to be a davar that's usur mitchilas briyasai. It has to be something that the iser started right away. Right the moment the animal was born, right the moment the thing came into the world, it was usur. If something becomes usur later on, it's not mitchilas briyasai, so by definition, that cannot be a beria. For example, nevela can't be a beria, because you're not a nevela when you're alive, no? And therefore, because the iser wasn't mitchilas briyasai, so you can't be a nevela. You can't be a beria. The Chavos Das, however, in Sifkat in Hay, raises an objection. Chavos Das says, okay, so maybe you weren't a nevela when you are alive, but you're considered an eno zavuach when you're alive. And the iser of nevela and the iser of eno zavuach is basically one of the same, no? What's it in the veil? That the animal lacks appropriate shechita. When the animal's alive, it's usur also because it lacks appropriate shechita. Tosfos in Beitzah on Daf Tes discusses what we call machzikin me isur la isur. No? If you have something that was usur its entire life, it's just a slight different shame ha isur. Right? It went from enos of what?
Beitzah Daf Tes.
Yeah, Beit Zadach Tes, yeah. It just goes from Enos Avuach to Nevela. So the Chavis Das is bothered by the Kasha. He says, one second, the Rosh's paradigmatic case of something that's not Asur Mitzchilas B'Yasa is Nevela. In fact, the Chavis Das, but it was Asur Mitzchilas B'Yasa. It was the Iser of Enos Avuach. Comes along Hagon Reb Kiva Eger in his Hasagot on the Chavis Das of Katan Hay. And Hagon Reb Kiva Eger says, whoa, dude, hold it, man. Right? That's exactly the word he used. He's like, dude, hold it, man. And he says, Enos Avuach, that's an Iser Asay. Right? The Torah never says, don't eat Enos Avuach. The Torah says, shech, and then eat. No? It's an Iser Asay. Iser Asay is a lav habo mechlal asay. So the Reb Kiva Eger asks on the Chavis Das, Reb Kiva Eger says that the Iser of Eino Zavuach is an Iser Asay, and by an Iser Asay you can't have the din of burial. Our Parchach Reb Kiva Eger is saying that the Hagdara of Beria requires Chashivus L'Inyan Malkus, and the Malkus is a Siva rather than a Simen. No? We could tie up the machlokes between Reb Kiva Eger and the Chavis Das about whether Eino Zavuach would be considered an Iser or not for purposes of Beria relates to this aspect of Chashivus. Right? Is the Chashivus because of the Malkus? Or is the Malkus a simen that there is Chashivus? Right? Toes are Chakirus, for those who like these things. So that's the first Ta'ara that we have. The Machlokas Reb Kiva Eger and the Chavis Das about Iser Asay. The Machlokas that the Prima Godim notes between the Iser Veheter Ha'orach and the Rambam about the Rabbanans. All these things are totally in the same Chakira as to whether the Chashivas, whether the Malkus, I should say, is a Siba or a Simen. Mr. Benjamin Keel. Keen. Ben Keel is a different person, yeah.
It sounds like the Gilead Maharsha argues on a spot, by the way. He's the one who said that.
Okay. I mean, he's just Mitzayan over here. Again, it happens that, read that Reb Kiva Eger and the Chavis Das, you get an impression at the very end that Kiva Eger himself moves away from this. In the very end, he's also saying that it's a simen rather than a siba, but he just objects to that line in the Chavis Das when the Chavis Das asks about Eino Zavuach. So again, so in Rishonim we have different hagdaras of what is considered a beria. One hagdara of what is considered a beria we spoke about has the various neshama. The Gemara might move away from that. There's another Hagdara of Beria that is called... the next Hagdara of Beria is a Dover that's Aser Mitzchilas B'riyaso. Now, based on this idea of Dorasha Aser Mitzchilas B'riyaso, the crazy of Placey, the Rebbe Yonson Eibshitz, quoted in the Pesachei Shuvos of Katan Aleph, comes up with one of the biggest kulos in Judaism. The kula that everyone speaks about in terms of people would eat like flour, people use flour and flour has like bugs in it all the time. Yucky, disgusting. Maybe our flour it doesn't, but their flour it did. And the shaila is, how do you eat the flour that has the bugs in it? That's the crazy place's kasha. So Crazy Placey comes up with a razzle-dazzle mahalach. He says, in order to be usher, it has to be something that's usher mitchilas b'yasa. To be a beria, it has to be from the moment it's nishave, it has to be usher. And the bugs that are found in the flower are created in the flower. When they are created, when they're nolad, they are not usher. The only time they become usher is when it's pirshel lachutz, is when those bugs move out of the flower. And therefore, right? And therefore, says the Placey, there's going to be no Iser, there's no Dinabaria on the bugs in the flower. No? That's the way he writes it. Beria is dafka when it's Aser Mitzchilas B'riyasai. But in this case, it's not Aser mitchilas briya. So because it was in the flower beforehand, kolzman is in the flower, it's going to be permitted. It's only also when it creeps out. Now the Chavis Das says, my dear, beloved, Plesi, what the heck are you talking about? Right? The tchilas bri yosai of these nemalim, says the Chavis Das, is not when they are in the flower. Kozman, they are in the flower, that's not the berias nemalim. Kozman, they're in the flower, they are considered part of the flower. It becomes a nemalim the moment it crawls out, and from the moment it crawls out, it's asar. No? And he brings a raya from one of the more famous Gemaras in Makkos. Achal, now you probably like loved this in 7th grade. I remember I had such fun with this. Achal putisa, like a chamesh, namala, loka, art, whatever it is, right? The Gemara rechens ice, how many isurim you can violate when you eat various bugs that are presumably in the water, no? Frek the Chavis Das, 1 second. These bugs are in the water. These toilotim were not usr kozman, they were in the water. They only become usr when they come out of the water. If the placey is correct, that it's not considered a beria unless it's usr mitzchilas b'yosei, and these things are not mitzchilas b'yosei because kozman they're in the water, it's not going to be usr. So mele, you should not get malchus unless you have a full kezayis. And we paskin that even pachas mikezayis gets malchus on a namala. The Chavis Das, excuse me, his concluding line is that this is a raya she'ein alah tshuva. It's like the best raya in Judaism, no? Chavis Das says that you see from that Gemara often that the placey is wrong, because obviously the case is that you're eating it after it left the water, and afilo hach it's considered a beria. The Chavis Das also, in the middle of this discussion, talks about a treifa. Now we paskin that a treifa is not a beria, no? Treifa is not a beria, because it wasn't treif mitchilas briyasa, no? The treifa developed later on. Let's say you have a cow, and the cow has some sircha in the lung that makes it a treifa. When the cow was born, presumably it didn't have that sircha, so therefore it's not a beria. Right? So far so good. What about if you have something that was a treifa mitchilas briyasai? Right? A treifa mitchilas briyasai could be a yateres. Let's say you have an animal that has like an extra toe. No? There was a baseball player when I was a kid called Sixto Lescano. Right? I don't know. I think his name was just Sixto. I don't think he had six toes. But Luyatsuyer, you have an animal with an extra toe, yateres. That's a treifa mitchilas briyasai. Are you going to tell me, b'kahaygav na, it's going to be a beria? If that's the case, says the Chavis Das, Poskim should say it. No one says that. So the Chavis Das comes up, and he says, you know what? He thinks the idea of being Osir Mitzchilas Briyasai doesn't really mean Osir Mitzchilas Briyasai. Chavis Das develops a theme that there's like the normal way that stuff live, and then there's like random stuff that happens. So, if something is the normal way it lives, then I could say it's a beria. But if something is like a random occurrence, then it is not a beria. Treifa mitzchilas briyasai is also a random occurrence, no? Most animals are not six-toe, right? Or whatever, animals have two toes usually. Most animals are not three-toe, right? So, even though it's mitchilas briyasai, it's not the din of mitchilas briyasai on its own, it's the pshat that is it a normal occurrence. And this is another reason, he says, he doesn't like the placey. Because the placey's mahalach regarding the bugs in the flower is that it's not mitchilas briyasai. Because kozman, it's in the flower, it's not asar. But hello, that's the normal way flower and bugs work, no? If it's the normal way it works, says the Chavis Das, that will not generate. Oh. Okay, so let's chazer. Let's go back to what we're up to. What does it mean to be a beria? So the Rosh says it has to be aser mitchilas briyasai. By the way, there are many Rishonim. If you look at our friend the Megillah Sefer, there are many Rishonim who disagree with that Rosh. Rashi seems never to have the din of aser mitchilas briyasai. Other Haggadahs of Beria, the Rishonim speak about, I think this is actually the most accepted Mahalach in Rishonim, is that to be a Beria, it has to be something to Ilu Yechalek, Ilu Yechalek Ein Shmo Olav. Chalev is not a Beria. Chalev is also Mitchilas B'Yasai. Right? How come Chalev is not a Beria? Because if I take a piece of Chalev and chop it up, it was Chalev beforehand and it's Chalev after. Anything that's ilu yecholik shmo olav is not a beria. But if something is ilu yecholik ein shmo olav, then it can be a beria. Right? These are the definitions of beria. Again, you go through the Beis Yosef over here, and he really speaks about the hagdaras are found in Rishonim. I don't know if it's kedai to get into all of the details, but basically, Eiver min Hachai is a beria. Gid Hanosha is the paradigmatic case of beria in the Gemara, that Gid is not going to be bottled on other Gidin. Beria is not bottled. Great. Now, the Shaila of the bugs in the flower was a Shaila that occupied many Jews for a very, very long time. And the Plessy's approach, it is not really satisfactory, like we pointed out. So what are the other approaches to be made on the bugs in the flower? So the Mishkanis Yankiv, it's actually in the Pische Tshuva, he gives the wrong Maramakam in the Mishkanis Yankiv, no? It's supposed to be Simin Lamed Vav. He quotes it as Simin Lamed. Okay. But the Mishkanis Yankiv basically says, I have a few approaches. First of all, the Arishonim who assume that beria is not bato just means it's not going to be bato b'shishim, but it will be bato more than shishim, let's say in Meya. There's a whole school of Rishonim based on the Mishnah and the Yerushalmi in Shrumis, and this day actually makes it to the tour. They assume that beria is not bato on its own, but if you have 960 times more, then it is bato. How do you get 960? So the Bach over here quotes from the Bach quotes from somebody, I don't remember, but the Bach says that 960 is 16 times 60. Any math majors here? 960 is 16 times 60. So, therefore, how do you get 16 times 60? So you get 16 times 60 because the Gemara says that the Tzir is nes in time until 16 times, and Shishim is the normal number of Bittul. So therefore, 16 times 60 gives 960, and it will be Bittul 960. Effectively, there are many Mishonim, says the Mishkanis Yankiv, who assume that Beria is going to be Taka Batal in many cases. And by the way, most often you have a tiny little bug, you can have 960 times it, the Raivid is at this Batal Meya, you'll have that. In Timtzalim, that these guys are wrong. So Mishkanis Yankiv comes up with a creative heter. And the creative heter in the Mishkanis Yankiv is that maybe beria is a din if I have one item on its own, and there's kashivas to that item, so the kahai gavna, it's not batal. When they have these bugs, bugs work in swarms. Right? You have bugs, you're not going to find ever one bug in your flower. If you have bugs in your flower, you got many, many, many of them. No? And therefore, says the Mishkanis Yankiv, that's not called a beria. Beria has to be one thing in its own. Now, Reb Chaim of Cohen notes that the Pashtus is that this is against the Dinim and Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet when the bugs fall into the soup. You get an impression that there's going to be more than one bug. Okay, I don't know if that's so compelling. But in the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Tes Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan comes up with the Yisod that the Aruch HaShulchan asks the same kasha, what about the bugs? The Aruch HaShulchan says, you know what? Bugs are kind of disgusting. And because it's disgusting, therefore it's going to be batal. Meaning, if I understand it correctly, and Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen says it this way in his Sefer, if beria's a din in objective chashivas, that because there's malchus, that means by definition it's chashuv. So then it doesn't matter if it's disgusting or not disgusting. You get malchus if you eat it, so it would be a beria. However, in Timtzalayim, the din of beria is based on things that people are machshev, subjective things, right, which we call simin rather than siba. Right? Basically, I'm using different words now. Right? Simin and siba could be objective chashivas versus subjective chashivas. If it's subjective chashivas, so then if it's a dover that no one is machshev, right, because it's disgusting, right, you're not going to say, oh, such a chashiv a bug. Feh! Right? It's a dover that you're not machshev at all. So therefore, it can be bottled. That might be the hesber of the Arach HaShulchan. Now, Kevan Shehiganu Akad, the idea of subjective chashivas, so we could say that that's the pshat in the Mishkanes Yankiv as well. When Mishkanes Yaakov said that things that operate in swarms are going to be not considered a beria, what the Mishkanes Yaakov means is, one second, to be beria, it means that people look at this and say, you're chashiv. But if you operate in a swarm, no individual item on its own is chashiv. So therefore, Mishkanes Yankiv says, batal, batal, batal. Okay. Now, all of these perushim are interesting, but they're all very dachak. They're all very dachak. Comes along our dear beloved friend, our Megillas Sefer, and he comes up with a razzle-dazzle mahalach about why the bugs in the flower might not be considered a beria. Remember, we spoke about a few definitions of beria so far, most of which were questionable. Beria's neshama is one definition of beria. Right? Some neshama don't hold like that. Ilu, so we also had the definition of beria of asur mitchilas briyasa. We had yechale shmo Allah versus yechale ein shmo Allah. But one of the most basic definitions of beria that we haven't discussed yet is that to be a beria, you have to be a dover shalim. If you're a dover that's not shalim, you're not a beria. I remember years ago when we had the shayim of the cocoa pots in the New York City water for the first time. So there's this guy named Maskowitz who came from the Lower East Side. He was a Talmud in MTJ, and he brought like a thing of pond water to go to show Rav Schechter what live cocoa pots look like. And you see that they're moving. Based on Shatta felt it's a beria, that's why he felt that the New York City water has to be filtered. This was years ago. So then the question is, what about when the cocoa pods are dead? Are they still a beria? Right? In other words, most of our water comes and it goes through some process of chlorination in the reservoirs, or when at least the reservoir goes through some process of chlorination. In that process, the bugs will die. Are they still a beria? Is it showing? So we looked at a bunch of cocoa pods under the microscope. And the cocoa pods, taka, lose some of their antennas when they die. Does that mean it's no longer a beria?
The chavos das doesn't fix it, probably.
What?
Remember the chavos das said that even if it loses one aver.
So even if it loses one aver, right? So the shayla is the antenna real aver? Now, the pashtus says it would not be a beria once it loses one aver. I think that's right. And if it loses the antenna, Pashta says it's no longer a beria. The question is whether this is true on all the bugs. Like, you really have to do research and like sit there with your microscope. Ready, scientist? You have to sit with your microscope and look at lots of pond water that was already chlorinated and see if their antennas come off. There comes along the Megillah Sefer, and he has a razzle-dazzle mahalach. He suggests, you know what? The din is that beria when it's shalim is not batul. When I eat, so I have teeth. My teeth grind stuff, and it makes it not shalim. If it's, I know it's kind of gross, right? You know the joke about what's worse than finding a worm in your apple, right? That's the pshat. Right? When I eat it, it's no longer a beria, says the Megillah Sefer. Ah, you're not sure that you crushed it. But the din of beria is a din derabanan. And you can be makel based on the suffix derabanan, since it's normal that you crush the bugs when you eat them. That's a razzle-dazzle mahalik of the Megillah Sefer, Ruyim Hadvarim La'omran, and the question is, like, how come no one until him thought of this? Right? It's not... Yes?
There's no such thing as a din beria, because no one eats the whole thing and swallows the bowl.
Right. In other words, so why? So what's wrong? But what's wrong with the svara? Isn't this the most awesome svara?
I cut up the gin and I take one bite. I'm not eating the whole thing, swallowing it without chewing it.
But again,
according to him, the berry does not exist.
But I can't eat any of it because the berry snack is going to be, it won't be bottled. So the whole mixture is usher. Yes, Mr. Mandelman.
It also still won't help for drinking.
Right, so it won't help for the copepods in the water because most of us don't chew while we drink. That's a very fine point. But at least the bugs and the vegetables can design. This is an awesome kula for the bugs and the vegetables. So this is, again, I think it's like a worthy svara to discuss. Let's just talk about one other thing. We mentioned from the Taz that the din of beria not being bottled is a din d'rabbanan, based on the chashiv also inyan malchus. There is, however, a taisus in Vav Metzion that Vav Mebeis that sounds like the din of beria not being bottled is a din d'iraisa. In the sugya of Takfo Kohen, right, there's a few sugyas that you try to avoid your whole life. No, Takfo Kohen, Ksubustaf Tess. Right, these are the sugyas that they're just too hard, too much to say about them, so we try to avoid it. When the sugya of Takfo Kohen, there's a sugya of Chafatz Echad Mehamenuyim. Right, let's say you're doing Maisa Behemah, so you're counting, and like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and it jumps back in. And you don't know which one it is. So the din is, it's not going to be bottled. Fractisis, why is it not going to be bottled? You get the impression from Taisus that Lu Yitzuya, if it would be a beria, so then it would not be bottled. The only reason it might possibly be bottled is because it's not a beria, since it was not Aser Mitzchilas Briyasa. It wasn't Maiser Behema Mitzchilas Briyasa. So because it's not Mitzchilas Briyasa, therefore Taisus says, therefore it's not a beria. But Imtin Song would be a beria, it would not be bottled, even though that's what you speak on the level of Dairaisa. You see from Taisus that Beria loy betela is a din Dairaisa. Now Rav Soloveitchik had a different mahalach. I don't know if it's different. Rav Soloveitchik said, you're right, the din Beria not being bottled is a din Dairaisa in certain cases. But in most cases, it's a din Dirabonah. You see, the Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about Haniskolim b'nisrafin. Right? Let's say you have a bunch of people who are sentenced to death, and all the skila dudes get mixed up with the sreifa dudes, no? There's a discussion in Tanoim, is skila chamura, sreifa chamura, right? What do you do? Okay, wonderful. Shouldn't it be bottle? Teretz is, it's not bottle. Why not? So Rav Soloveitchik said that b'nei adam, or bali chayim, cannot be bottle on the level of do'iraisa. The din of beria not being bottled as a level of drabonon, that's talking about not humans. But full-fledged big animals, there's a din de iraisa that it's not going to be bottled. And full-fledged humans, there's a din de iraisa that's not going to be bottled. Now, what's the difference between a big animal and a little animal? Like, how come the Taisvis is saying it's a din de iraisa, right? According to Rav Soloveitchik, I mean, who had it should be smaller animals. I don't know. I'm just reporting what it says in the book Mipnine Harav, that the Rav felt that beria not being bottle is a din d'oraisa by humans. Okay, Chevra, we should go and say Mincha.